Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth?
You want answers? You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Welcome to Tuesday morning. I am your host, Justin Clark, protecting you from the hypocrisy of America, from Dufuniac Springs to Altamont Springs, Fort Walton Beach to New Smyrna Beach. Together, we will bully the bullies. Today on the program, China did something yesterday that is downright shocking. That'll make you want to throw up, I assure you. Also, I think that you have actually enjoyed the pandemic. And I think that you don't want to see it to go. Kayla is back. EC will do his non-drive time morning news and plenty more to get to. Quick housekeeping before we begin. I will be taking your calls and text messages. Here is the phone number. 321-339-1055. Download the Florida Man Radio app. You can listen to the show around the world and listen to all past broadcasts as well. But a great show on the actual live radio this morning. But first, the team returning from Mexico. It is a burgundy dress. Hair is down. Kayla is back. Hello, Kayla.
Hello.
Directly in front of me, as always, an old Florida Gator hat that he wears every single day. EC is here. Greetings.
I'm pretty sure that's not burgundy.
And now it's time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
The Chinese government, ladies and gentlemen, has done something now that is going to finally, I think, put you over the edge with these people. And let me be clear, I don't want to get any emails and phone calls later saying that I'm anti-Chinese people, because I'm not, okay? I love cruising the streets of Florida and bumping into Chinese people. I don't judge them. They're Chinese or whatever. I don't care. We're all kind of one person here, aren't we? It's the government that I have this issue with as yesterday. The Chinese government is arguing that the Wuhan Institute deserves to win the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Prize. The Wuhan Institute. The Chinese government is nominating the Wuhan Institute for the Nobel effing Prize. What? Hey, what did you just say? I mean, come on. The Nobel Prize, the Wuhan Institute? I mean, the place where all of this pretty positively began?
Okay, well, follow me here.
Okay.
I'm going to give some logic on maybe where they're right here.
Okay, please.
So if we go by the lab leak theory and they release the virus or the virus escaped from there, if you've noticed over the past year, we've been going through this whole, I don't know, worldwide pandemic thing.
Yeah.
The amount of war has actually gone down a little bit.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
I mean, technically, they did create a little peace.
That's a very, very good point. Now, I can understand if you've been on the unemployment plus kicker and you haven't had to work the last 15 months, maybe you also agree with this. But I completely and totally disagree. I don't know how many trillions of dollars this thing has cost the world. But obviously, it's a lot. Obviously, it's been a very bad time for a lot of people. But yes, indeed, the Chinese Academy of Sciences nominated the Wuhan Institute for its Outstanding Science and Technology Achievement Prize, specifically naming Xi Jingli, a.k.a. Batwoman, to be the winner. They're trying to get Batwoman from the Wuhan Institute to win the Nobel Prize. What? You know what? I mean, you got to give it up to China. I mean, for even having the balls to come out and nominate the Wuhan Institute and Batwoman for the Nobel Prize. Give it to them.
So do we fire back with our own?
I don't
don't know.
Idiot doctor and nominate Fauci as ours.
Well, you know, I was wondering where Fauci fits into this. He definitely fits into this story somewhere.
I can't believe he hasn't nominated himself. Like, got on TV and said, well, I mean, if you don't give me the Nobel Peace Prize, then you're against science.
I still haven't heard from him in a few days, I feel.
No, he was back on yesterday through kind of like Friday through the weekend, basically again coming back. We're like, if you go against what I said, you're against science.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I think I'm tuning him out finally. You know, normally I would tune in just so I could report to you what an idiot he was being. But I think I'm actually at a point where I just tune out. But I think China should be celebrated for this because it takes some real intestinal fortitude when you create from this one specific institute a global pandemic, and then you nominate that particular building for a Nobel Prize. So much so, I think we should play the Chinese national anthem, because I'm so proud of them for having the... This is like a murderer blaming it on the person they murdered. It really is. It wasn't my fault. She was being an a-hole. I had to kill her. I had to kill her. That's what this is. This is a victim shaming is what it is. So congratulations to you, China. You have never ceased to amaze us. But this one's really getting close to amazing me, I must say. Here's what they said. We must admit the Institute's work really has touched all of our lives, hasn't it? You betcha. Sure has. And just think how many medical breakthroughs we've seen. This is obviously translated. Just think how many medical breakthroughs we've seen in the past 18 months from Pfizer, Moderna, Oxford, Johnson & Johnson that never would have occurred if it hadn't been for the earlier work of the Wuhan Institute. Get them, China!
Yeah, well, I mean, Pfizer would have never come up with a vaccine if we didn't release a virus, so there you go.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy. They're saying that were it not for them releasing some bats or whatever they did over there, we would have never come up with a vaccine for the virus. Well, isn't that special, China? I mean, thank you, because we were dying to create a vaccine for the virus that really we didn't have before. I don't understand this, so to speak, but it makes me very angry when I think about it. You know who was not nominated for any Nobel Prize? Dr. Li Wenliang, the Wuhan ophthalmologist who desperately tried to warn everyone over there about the dangers of what was going on. He was actually charged with a crime. He was charged with a crime. He was trying to warn everybody. Hey, this could be bad. We might not want to let the bats fly outside at night. Might want to keep them in here. Well, he was charged with a crime, not nominated for the Nobel Prize. And in fact, he ultimately died of the disease. Mm. So he's not going to have to spend any time behind bars because it killed him. It's crazy to me. Isn't this shocking? Am I the only one that thinks this is nuts?
No, not at all.
And that it's not getting more national coverage? Even on the American media, you're not going to see this. I had to get this from the British media, because American media is going to be like, well, you don't really know. You don't really know if it came from Wuhan. Like, what are you going to do, offend Wuhan? You never heard of Wuhan.
No.
Until last year.
Just like the NBA, all the major news networks don't want to lose that Chinese money from Winnie the Pooh. So,
you know, I'm ready for them to keep their money. I'm ready for China to keep their money. Leave us alone. Do what you do.
Well, then how is LeBron James going to have Space Jam 2?
I'm ready for him to retire as well. I think that we should not talk to China anymore, and LeBron should retire. I'm ready for him to go. I am. It's getting worse and worse, this guy. I mean, I think fortunately for us, Father Time is knocking on LeBron's door a little bit, so to speak, which I think is a good thing. But I also think that a lot of people, while you're not going to sit here and credit China, I think that many of you have actually enjoyed the pandemic. In fact, I think that you're going to look back in a few years and consider this last 15 months some of the best times of your life. Now, if someone has lost a dear relative or someone close to them, maybe not. But I think the vast majority of people, believe it or not, have actually enjoyed this.
Yes, they have.
I think that you're going to look back. It's almost when a hurricane rolls through Florida and your house is fine and you look back and you just enjoyed those 4 days off. It's kind of like that, but over the course of 15 months. You got to work from home. You got to spend more time with your families. You got the unemployment kicker. No one will admit it. Not yet, anyway. But I think as we wind this pandemic down, many people are looking back and saying, that was a damn good time. That was a lot of fun. And certainly, the workforce now is going through a revolution. Our workers are going through a revolution, a workforce revolution. I mean, maybe it's a post-pandemic spasm. I don't know. But right now, it feels to me like a revolution by our workforce. And I'm okay with that. Look, I believe in a free economy, and employers need employees. And if they have to let their employees be a little bit more aggressive with them, that it is what it is. Because you either hire someone else or you deal with that employee. That's the free market. I believe in the free market for bosses and employees. But I think that more people now than ever before are saying, F you, boss. You're not afraid to say, F you, boss. I've never seen anything like this. I've talked to you about the quit rate in America being higher than ever. More Americans actually quit their jobs in May than any other month on record. Mm. Records that have been counted since the beginning of the century. For every 100 workers, I think, in hotels and restaurants, they say 5 of them quit last month alone. Just last month. Quit. Bye. I'm out of here. Peace. I'm not working for you anymore. I'm out the door. No 2-week notice. Just I'm out. Peace out. But it's not just the lower level workers either. It's white collar workers also. Just last month, 700,000 workers in the professional and business services sector left their job. Highest ever. Across all businesses, 4 in 10 employees say they've considered piecing out of their workplace. Bye-bye. I'm out. It has to take you back to the movie Office Space, doesn't it? Do you remember Office Space, Kayla?
No.
Welcome back. I know you're not going to remember this movie. It was a very good movie in like 99. I don't know what year it was. It was probably 99 or so.
Okay.
97. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very funny movie where this guy just basically says, F you, boss, and then it got him promotions, essentially.
It was 99.
99.
Yep.
I was right for once. Do I get an Amazon gift card, Kayla?
Yes.
Oh, hey, thank you.
With
no, but
money.
I got. Oh, that sucks. That's the story of my life, honestly.
Yeah. You're paying.
Story of my life. Do you want any gifts for your birthday? No, thank you. If you know what I'm saying, I'm all set. Can I win an Amazon gift card? Because of course you can. Mm-hmm. You're using your credit card though. Well, screw it. I don't want to win. Here he goes.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
You're just not going to go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know. But I really don't like it, and I'm not going to go.
So you're going to quit?
Nuh-uh. Not really. I'm just going to stop going.
This is the American workforce right now. This is the revolution that the American workforce is going. And again, I think it's too soon to call it a revolution or a reactionary spasm. I don't know. But I feel it's more of a revolution. And the workforce is saying, F you, boss. Yet we still have a federal law giving people extra unemployment money. It's unbelievable to me. It's crazy. I mean, I think that we're living through a fundamental shift between employers and employees. These lower wage workers have benefited from what? The unemployment benefits, enhanced unemployment benefits, basically. And now you've had to go back to work, and you're like, piss off. I'm not going. Just like Lou Pete, or whatever his name was, in Office Space. I think the white-collar workers, what they're saying is, well, I'm burnt out, because we were having to work during this whole pandemic thing, and now we're walking over to the corner office, walking over to Shane's office saying, look, I want this much money. I want a 50% raise or I'm out of here. And by the way, I know I'm supposed to come back to work, but I'll come back 3 days a week, not 5. That's what people are saying. I'll come back 2.5 days. I'll work from the office Monday, Tuesday, half a day, Wednesday, rest of the weekend, or rest of the week, I'll work from home. AKA, they want to start their weekend early. Because working from home is kind of easier. I'm sorry. It is. It's easier.
I mean, if they can get it, get it now while they can, because this little worker revolution that's going on will end by the end of the year. It's not going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, if these wages are... You can get them, go for them, and hope for the best, but don't be that guy complaining come November, December that you don't have a job because and you don't want to work for McDonald's or anything like that, because all those jobs that you... You know, poo-pooed and said, I'm too good for, they're gone now.
That's right. But I also think that it's not like these employers are really signing contracts with you either. So, okay, they're going to increase you to 100 grand a year now, but they'll just lay you off later in the year.
Guess who gets to be cut first?
Yeah, I'll remember that. I remember the guy who came in and really held a gun to my head because I needed staff. I remember that guy. Bye. Who's the first guy that I'm going to fire? Bye. You remember when you held the gun to my head? Because I needed you? Bye-bye. Plenty of people applying now. So be careful, I would say. Don't come in and hold a gun to their head, to your boss's head, because he or she is going to remember that. And there's also this whole guise, though, with employees right now of you only live once. You know? Okay, and that's true. I get this whole you only live once, stop and smell the roses. I get all that. But I think they're using it as an excuse to take advantage of their employers or just create a new job for themselves altogether. YOLO. Is that it? YOLO? Yeah. Is that what it means? YOLO.
And that's it. You're getting hashtag a lot of people that are like, well, you know, I'm too good to work for this job, so I'm going to either ask for more money or I'm going to go find another job. And that's great. That's working right now while there's people that are hanging signs that say we need work right now. But guess what? You're going to be the first guy that's out the door. Because they're already going to be like, you're a disloyal person, and you make too much money. So when we have to make those cutbacks again, guess who's going out the door?
Hey, boss, YOLO. Why are you quitting? YOLO. No. You're quitting because I made you come back to work like a regular human. YOLO. Hey, John, good news. We're bringing everyone back to the office next Monday. YOLO. Not coming. F you. Thanks for paying my full salary this last 15 months while I was working a little bit at home. Wasn't doing much. But thanks for taking care of me, boss man, the last 15 months while I was at home chilling. I mean, I sent some emails. I would answer your call. I did enough to make you feel like I was actually working. YOLO.
Nobody says YOLO.
Hashtag YOLO. No one says that?
No.
I thought people went with YOLO sometimes. Mm. Isn't that a thing?
It was in 2010.
Oh. Shut up. You know what Office Space is? I didn't think so.
Mm-mm.
YOLO. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to just bring up something with all these people that are doing the unemployment that they're not. By not working, they're not paying into their Social Security. And I know it's only been a year, maybe almost a year and a half, but still that affects them later on down the line if they ever need Social Security benefits. That's even less money that they're going to get.
I think that's a very, very good point. But Karen, YOLO, YOLO, you only live once, Karen. And again, people want instant gratification. I don't think that they're thinking about, oh, wow, so when I retire, I'm going to get less Social Security because I was YOLOing or whatever it's called during the two-year pandemic season.
Justin, the way the world is right now, I should be able to work in a van by the beach and still do my job just as good as everybody else.
Exactly.
They're going to regret that.
I think it's a really good point. And I know a lot of people later in their lives who have worked sort of under the table or tried to not pay taxes, who now they're in retirement age and they're like, sweet, I can't wait to retire. I'm going to live on Social Security, which, first of all, it's tough to do. Second of all, they log into the system and they have not enough credits because they've been screwing around the whole time.
Right. Sorry, I just wanted to bring that up.
All right, Karen. Good job. YOLO. Thanks for the call, sweetie. Hey, are you going to come Saturday or what?
This Saturday,
Spelling Bee in Sanford, Florida. I'm hosting.
No, I'm going to be in Sanibel.
Nice.
I am going on vacation, but I'll still be listening.
All right. We love you. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. By the way, I got a report back on Chet this morning. Seems surgery went well, and everything's fine. So just a quick update on Chet. He seems to be doing well. He said he can't move or anything, but he's doing well. So there you have it. And, you know, another thing is this whole pandemic, and the reason why I know that you're going to miss it is because of YOLO, and you don't want to work, and you want to work from home. I know all that, but my God, you've eaten us out of chicken wings. You've eaten so many GD chicken wings that they got to like create whole new businesses to try to sell you chicken thighs. It's unbelievable how many chicken wings you people have been eating. And I like chicken wings as much as the next guy. Quite honestly, I like them grilled. Do you like them grilled at all?
Yes.
I like them even non-breaded grilled because then you feel, you know, my slender figure. I get to keep my felt physique.
Yeah, one of my favorite types of chicken wings is a pizza place that I think they're still around, but they put them in the actual pizza oven.
I like them grilled. I don't care what any of you say. Grilled wings are excellent. Well, the prices of wings, because you've eaten so many of them, are way up, through the roof. So much so that this Wingstop, you've heard of Wingstop, big chain.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to push chicken thighs on you, where they created this whole digital platform called Thighstop. The problem is no one wants them. Because you're so used to chicken wings, people are like, ew. Ew, I'm not eating chicken thighs. They created this whole digital brand called Thighstop.
That can't be real.
No, it's absolutely for real.
Thighstop?
Should go Google it or something. I guarantee you, you'll find Thighstop.
That sounds like very sexual.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we want to check which one you're Googling here.
Oh. Well, apparently the price of wings wholesale 1 year ago was 98 cents a pound. Now it's $3.22 a pound. So they're trying to create this whole marketing campaign to convince you that the chicken thighs are the way to go. Which I'm fine. Like, I don't know. I don't know what a chicken thigh really looks like.
It's just big.
So,
I've never been to KFC?
Yeah, I have. They ran me out of there.
Big meat. Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I mean, I went to KFC near my house, like, I don't know, this is a year ago. Mm-hmm. No one's there, and all the people looked at me like I was crazy for walking in there. They gave me a look like I can't believe you walked in here to order chicken. I'm like, isn't this KFC, bitches? And
that's
and,
my KFC up the street from me is the same way. I walked in there.
There was no one there. And they looked at me like, get the hell out of here, son.
I bet.
No, I don't go there very often. I stopped up there one time, and I walked in, and I'm like, I wanted to order like a three-piece or something. And she goes, it's going to be like 20 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, no one's there.
This is chicken,
not
right?
Not a soul in the place.
Dang.
Not one person at this KFC, and they're like,
and by the way, at thighstop.com, you can get bone-in thighs or boneless thighs.
Damn. See, I told you. Why do you think I would lie to you, Kayla?
Thighstop?
Thighstop.
Yes. I'm just stuck on the name.
It's a play on Wingstop. They've created a... What?
That does not sound good.
See, I don't understand. I don't honestly don't even understand the sexual connotation that you're going with.
Thighstop?
I know you're all sexed up from this Mexico trip.
I'm not.
And what a great segue, by the way.
No,
so,
it's not. No, it's
wait,
not.
I don't know about you, but I use the Thighstop every once in a while just to spice things up.
Let me hit some text messages, and I'd like to hear from you also. 321-339-1055. Let's start with my boy Rick in Mount Dora. Hello, Rick. I don't know why you were surprised by the Wuhan lab being nominated for a Nobel Prize. The Nobel Committee has been a political joke for years. I mean, that is a good point, but this is a little bit overboard. Nominating the Wuhan lab for the Nobel Prize. I mean, even if it didn't actually start there, I mean, you know the Wuhan lab had something to do with this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe that it started there. I believe that is ground zero for the virus. I do.
Even if it didn't start there, that's where you're at, where the epicenter of it. And it expanded away from that. So if you stopped it right before a global pandemic, then sure, maybe a Nobel Prize is on your way. But that's a global pandemic. You don't get that.
Colin is here. What's up, Colin? To be fair to the Chinese government, even Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Yeah, these people who choose these awards really need some mental examinations, I think. I really do. 502 is here. Hello, 502. Where's 502? Can we Google that, please?
Europe.
It's not Europe.
No, Europe.
I know. I know what you were doing. You were doing your Europe. Is that what the kids do these days? Yerp?
That's what Miamians do.
Yes, they just make noises.
Yerp.
It's like yerp.
Yerp.
Yeah.
YOLO. YOLO, yerp.
Nobody says
YOLO. Hey, do you believe, do you live your life based on YOLO? Yerp. I sure do. 502. Justin Clark sounds like the Walmart Billy Madison show.
Huh?
What does that mean?
Well, 502's in Louisville, and
yeah. Is he bashing me?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just going off of because of the fact that I'm not 100% sure if he's talking about like the movie Billy Madison or the radio host Billy Madison who used to be in Tampa and is no longer there.
Hey, 502, can you clarify, are you bashing me or are you being funny or what?
Anytime you throw Walmart in front of it, it's probably a bash.
Probably a bash, so, right?
Sure. Great
Thank you, 502. Where's 502 again?
Louisville.
Louisville. What up, Louisville? What did I do to you? But I'm glad you're listening. Mike is here. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
Hello.
So I just wanted to say, with the pandemic, I understand where Karen is coming from, but at the same time, my pandemic experience, no disrespect to people who have lost their lives or have been sick, but my pandemic experience has been nothing short of amazing.
And that's what I was saying in the opening. I think a lot of people are going to look back on this time and say it was the best time of their lives. And again, I'm with you, Mike. I think if you've lost a really close family member or whatever, it probably changes things. But, I think more people than not are going to look back and say this was a fantastic time.
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up, I understand where she's coming from with the whole Social Security thing. But I grew up never being told that you can't depend on that anyways.
Yeah.
So I went out, I got myself some investments. They're up 18% this year. I've made more money during the pandemic because of just watching the things that I'm invested in grow. And I get that that can change. I've made more money this year than I have any other year.
Wow. Where do you live?
It's crazy. And I mean, I'm not some special guy that has secret info. I, you know, just studied the market, read some books and thought, well, can't depend on Social Security, get some investments when I was about 25. And I sat very pretty during the pandemic, and I've really enjoyed my time during it.
Yeah, Mike's done everything right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He didn't sit on it and just, I'm going to work from home, and I'm going to not do anything. I'm just going to survive off that. And he did what the American dream is. He went out, took that extra cash, and made something good out of something bad.
What state are you in, Mike?
I'm in Florida, but I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm in the Panhandle, close
Got
to
it.
Pensacola.
Very nice.
And
go ahead.
One last thing I'd like to add, because it might help somebody out there. While I had downtime during the pandemic, of course, I dipped into hobbies, had some fun learning some different things. But what I also looked into was, this is a new chapter. Start a business. Mm-hmm. Think about starting a business when the unemployment ends. Look into alternative ways of cash flow that can help you. Don't just go back to your normal job and think, well, that was fun. Here we are again. Look into doing what you really wanted to do and figure out a way to really make some money because you've got downtime.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't figure it out, you're just watching too much Netflix. Come on, you know?
Exactly. All right, Mike. Thanks for the call, brother. Great call.
Thanks, guys. All Appreciate
right.
it.
Bye-bye. Let's hit some more. Louisville checks back in. I was bashing, but the more I listen, the more I kind of like it. More or less the conservative BMS radio. What is BMS?
Billy Madison show. So he's talking about.
I have no idea who Billy Madison is. I'm sorry.
He was a guy in the Tampa radio area. I think now he's out of Dallas or something. I think he's in San Antonio now. But yeah, he kind of was in that Tampa area for a long time.
Yeah. Well, 502. Louisville. By the way, if you haven't spent a lot of time with us, you might think the show sucks still. I don't know. It's up to you. But I think if you stick with us, you'll get it. And you might even like us. And if not, you know, whatever. Don't hang out. It doesn't matter.
Just a tiny bit, huh?
Right. I mean, I have been to Walmart many times. I have. Even though I boycott. Look, let me tell you something, Louisville. I love my audience so much that one of my boys who listened got called a beaner. What? What was he called? Something beaner at Walmart. And I boycotted the Walmart for him. That's how much I love my audience.
Aww.
Uh-huh. Sure, that was just that reason right there.
Fish on Jay.
Not the fact that you wouldn't be in a Walmart to save your life anyway.
No, please. I'll go to Walmart. I got kids, bro. Well, I'd rather take them to Walmart than like Bloomingdale's. Not crazy.
Okay.
Unless there's a Target nearby, you know.
No, I would rather go to Walmart than Target. It's like half the price. Anyway, Louisville, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Dave the drummer is here. Good morning, gang. Our 14-year-old nephew is enjoying his first day working with Claudia and I and excited about having his own money. Also great to hear Chet's surgery went well. See, I applaud that. And 14's a little bit too young to be working in the past, but people need the work. Why not let them work a couple hours a day here and there, whatever? Figure it out, right?
No, 14 used to be when they worked in the past. Now, now they can't do as much.
Like I told, it's a revolution. I told you.
We're just going right back to where we were before.
Oh my gosh, sorry. An update from Josh in Fort Walton Beach. You remember Josh is active duty Army stationed in Fort Walton Beach.
I do, and his dog died.
His dog,
Dachshund, right?
Dasher, was a 12-year-old mini Dachshund, had passed away.
Aww.
This was back almost a month ago, I think. Hey guys, good morning. It's Josh from Fort Walton Beach. I rescued two dogs, a brother and sister. Still miss my dog, but super happy to have these two. That a boy, Josh. We love you, buddy.
Yay.
That makes me real happy, pal. That makes me, that made my day. Josh, active duty military, up in Fort Walton Beach, lost his dog. Now he's adopted two, a brother and a sister. Amazing. Pilar is here. Hello, Pilar. Listening while mucking paddocks and a picture of paddock, like a horse farm. See, I don't understand. No offense. You know, I know you guys are my family, but I don't understand how any of that is fun. It's a picture of a wheelbarrow filled with hay on dirt, and it looks like it's, I don't know, 130 degrees out there. And I'm glad you guys like it, and I love you because you're my family, but I think that some might be wrong with you guys for liking this sort of thing. This horse farm, hay, hot, dirty. Just too much, isn't it? It's too much. Pete is here. I love you guys. Hey, Pete. The Chinese government has bigger balls than a New Zealand female Olympic weightlifter.
What?
I get it, Pete.
I don't.
Well, you weren't here yesterday.
You weren't here to hear from the news yesterday, so.
Oh.
Out there spending the time late from Mexico.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Cole is here. What's going on, Cole? How are you? Good morning, guys. Welcome back, Kayla. I smoked my wings at 180 degrees. For 5 to 6 hours on the Traeger, best I've had. I like to smoke wings in our smoker as well. They're very, very good that way. Rich is here. Chicken thighs are very good if you like juicy dark meat. I mean, I don't like to say I like juicy dark meat because it's, you know, but I do like, I mean, I do.
No, go ahead and say
no,
it.
No, I don't want to say that.
Right. Why?
Damn it.
Yeah, just go ahead and we're going to be real quiet and you go ahead and say that so I can clip that.
Bob in Pensacola. Bob, do you like juicy dark meat, buddy? Boneless, skinless thighs are my chicken of choice. Oh, here is my boy, Chet. What's up, Chet? Picture of him at the hospital. Hey, Justin and gang, I'm doing great and waiting to head home. Great show so far. Thank you, buddy. Oh, by the way, EC said a prayer for you on the air yesterday. We literally started the show yesterday saying, wish Chet luck, and I made EC say a prayer.
Found that I don't have that career ahead of me.
It wasn't a great prayer. Like, let's put it this way. He's not going to be asked to say grace at Christmas this year with his family or anything.
It's okay. I've never had...
It was
had,
good enough.
Yeah, but I've never had
here.
A dream to...
I heard it.
You did?
On the Florida Man Radio app.
Dear God, I want to say that hope Chet does good today, and... I think that he's a good dude, dear God, and that your baby Jesus, too. I hope he can help and maybe pitch in a little help on that. That's kind of how the prayer works.
I never said I would be good at preaching. I would be good as a cult leader. That's two different things.
Cult leader.
Cindy in Tennessee. Hello, Cindy. Saturday event in Spelling Bee sounds awesome. Can't wait to see you on Sunday. Oh, nice. I forgot you're coming Sunday. That's great. Aww. Jay is here. Hello, Jay. It's the subliminal messaging that keeps us listening. LOLO. Thank you. YOLO to you too, buddy. Mm-hmm. Sean is here. Good morning, Justin and crew. Thigh stop is real. They sent me an email yesterday. No thanks. Grilled wings, please. Hot. Thank you. He forgot about the BMS show.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't, but maybe we should order some thigh stops for tomorrow.
You want to?
Give a little taste test.
I'm in. I will do that for sure. But then I feel that I have to order for the whole station is the only problem.
That would be
weird if we just ordered just for us. I would feel like
not
a dick.
Really.
You don't think so?
It'd just be for you.
Yeah.
Too. So.
So I mean, then if people come by and like, what's that smell? I'm like, oh, it's just for us. That's not. I don't roll like that.
They eat food and don't bring.
I know,
it here.
But I'm different. I'm bred differently.
Okay, then bring it for everybody.
Let me think about that. Can you price some out for me? I know I'm late, EC. Hey, we got to take a break. When we get back. I will continue with your messages and phone calls. 321-339-1055. I got a lady in England who has fallen in love head over heels. When's the last time you've fallen in love with someone? Well, this lady fell in love just last week. The problem is it was an alien that had abducted her from her bedroom. And she's full-blown head over heels in love. We'll hit that and plenty more. Quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
So you got away with one segment, Kayla, but now it's the Kayla time. Now, you may remember, if you've joined the show last week, that Kayla left, I believe, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You were out Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You were out Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You were out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
To come back Sunday. And mm-hmm. then you weren't here yesterday either. But she went to Mexico, Cancun to be exact, which Mexico seems kind of far from here, but Cancun is like an hour and 20-minute flight. It's a very simple, easy flight. If you look on a map, you're like, damn, Cancun is pretty close. And everything was great. And you might remember, too, she was going with a girlfriend and a dude friend who is maybe have interest in the girlfriend, whatever.
Oh,
and then
God.
Those two are rooming together. And then you are rooming with a bisexual male
mm-hmm.
who has apparently a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
But you two are rooming together. The boyfriend
yes.
was nowhere to be found. So let me begin there. You arrived on Wednesday evening.
Yes.
Okay. And you went and checked into the hotel or whatever, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
When did your roommate, the dude, when did he arrive? Had he been there for a few days already?
I think he arrived right before we did, or I did.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, how did the rooming situation there in Tulum, because I believe you flew to Cancun, but you actually were staying in Tulum.
Mm-hmm.
How did the rooming situation go for that? Hold on. Let me count them up. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, five nights.
Sunday doesn't count.
Well, you were there.
But I spent most of that day in the airport.
Yeah, but you still stayed in the same room that evening. No?
Not Sunday evening, no.
No?
Mm-hmm. Saturday evening, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, four mm-hmm. nights. How did the four nights go rooming with a dude? How was it?
Good.
Did you drink any alcohol?
No, I didn't.
You drank nothing.
Not
one sip of
Literally,
alcohol.
Literally, no, not one sip.
You're the first person in the history of the planet to ever go to Mexico on like a...
I know, and actually, I'm now officially nominating her for the Nobel Peace Prize for
yeah.
being the first person to ever go to Cancun,
yeah,
Mexico
exactly.
and not drink anything.
If the Wuhan lab can win it... Damn. I think you were a shoo-in, and I think it comes with $1 million prize, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So you go to Mexico, you don't have one... Are you just saying that because your family listens to the show?
No, like,
would you tell,
yeah.
you tell me?
Yes, I would tell you.
If I would
tell my parents, I would tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not any booze at all. Now, was your roommate drinking?
Yes, definitely.
Heavily.
Everyone.
Everyone else is drinking.
Yes, I'm the only one that wasn't.
And what is
drinking.
That like? I mean, I'm just wondering.
I'm still fun. I'm not just like, I'm literally like participating
really?
In all the shenanigans.
See,
yes.
I would want to go back to the room at like 9 o'clock and watch a movie, I think. I'm mm-hmm. not a very good DD, so to speak.
Oh.
I just don't have a lot of training.
It.
Is the problem.
I believe it.
Yeah, both you and I have not been on that
yeah.
side of it very often.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of
wow.
training in the DD or D friend zone or whatever it is. Designated friend.
What?
Wow, the friend who's like not boozing, who has to make sure we pay the tab before we leave. That sort of friend. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, that's me. I'm an expert.
Yeah. All right, so then you stayed there. You had a good time, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go any deeper into hotel room shenanigans because I don't want to do that.
I didn't do anything.
Right. I'm not asking.
Oh, no, I'm going to ask, not for
Please,
her, though,
fire
because
away.
You said that it was 3 days the other two, quote-unquote,
yeah.
friends were there by themselves.
Yeah.
How did that go?
I mean, I wasn't in there. I don't
no,
know.
No, 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 but
I'm
talking,
sure you
like,
girls didn't talk about it the next day.
No, she didn't say anything.
No,
right.
but when you showed sure. up on Wednesday, was there like a... Could you see a change in their dynamic at
of
all?
Of course
or was
she
it...
could. Yeah, they're like boyfriend, girlfriend.
I didn't.
Girlfriend.
No, they were they acting
were,
normal.
They got married by Saturday. That's why they had to extend their trip. You kidding me?
No.
Yeah, you did.
That's
okay,
not
I understand
happened.
You don't want to talk about it. It's fine.
It's not my business to talk.
I know, but I mean, you know.
I,
mean,
I really I don't.
Okay. Right. So, okay, sure. Anyway.
I wish somebody would call in.
So
tell the story.
So, anyway, Sunday rolls around. Uh-huh. What time is your flight supposed to leave Cancun?
Okay, so here's the story. Okay. I was supposed to come in on Spirit. Yeah. However, Kayla missed her flight.
You missed the flight.
Because the shuttle from resort did not come on time. I came like right before right after the plane left for Spirit. So I had to get a flight for Valores.
How long was the shuttle off that you showed up in the flight? You're supposed to be there like an hour and a half beforehand.
Of course. The shuttle came to pick us up late.
How late? Again, this sounds like someone, if I'm a person that needs to leave a country,
yeah,
I'm probably going to be at the airport a couple hours early. Absolutely. Just to make sure.
That's the thing. Okay.
No, time out.
It's the shuttle.
How often did the shuttle run from the resort to the Cancun International Airport?
How long?
How often? I mean, was it once an hour?
We had to set it up before. So it was like we had to put our name on a list.
Okay. And what time was your flight?
My flight was
supposed
at
to be
11
a.m.
Yeah. So I was supposed to leave by 8:30. They came at like 9:30.
That's still
something.
First of all, that's not enough time because it's at least an hour drive from Tulum to Cancun.
This is true.
8:30, 9:30.
I put my name on the list for 8:30. To be picked up with the shuttle to go to the Cancun airport.
See, I
they
gone
did not come on time.
I would have gone for the 7:30 shuttle. Yeah, still I think to little, be safe.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They were still late. Either way.
Okay, but if you would have timely booked it, the shuttle, you would have been. Even if they were late, you got to give a little room for them to be late, and you would have been on time. You wouldn't have missed your flight. I mean, I don't blame this on the shuttle necessarily. I blame it on you.
Wow.
And I do. I'm sorry, but
it's
I think.
I blame myself too.
And were you on this flight by yourself, or were some of your friends on that?
This was by myself.
That was just you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I would have gone on a. I would have booked the shuttle a little bit earlier. I think that was not giving enough time. Okay, so you get to the airport, you're like, oh, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Then, I saw a friggin' picture of an airplane ticket of yours through Mexico effing City, Mexico. Is that right? So you ended
up. It was
up,
cheaper. That's what happened.
So then you had to buy a whole new flight.
Yes,
too. How much
was
that?
Cheaper. It was like three something. There was another flight that was seven something. I was not about to pay that.
No.
So I said, okay, I'm gonna be late, obviously. So I picked that $300 flight.
All right. So then the $300 flight gets you from Cancun to Mexico City.
Yeah, and I had a layover.
Holy hell.
In Mexico City.
And then, so did you fly back yesterday?
Yes, I got back yesterday afternoon.
Where did you stay Sunday night?
In the airport.
You slept in the airport?
In a little pod. It was actually really cool.
In a pod? Mm-hmm. They have pods?
Mm-hmm. In Mexico City. It was really nice, actually.
Wait.
But I had to pay for that.
So you had to pay for that, too? How much was that?
That was $50.
I didn't know they had pods in airports.
It looks
normally
like
I don't
spaceship.
I don't sleep in airports, generally.
It was very nice, too.
Hold up. So Sunday, you end up booking a flight from Cancun to... You got to Mexico City Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to spend the night at the airport in Mexico City Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then what time did your flight leave Mexico City on Monday?
Around 8. Yeah.
A disaster.
So when y'all were doing the show, I was on the airplane.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in and be like, yes, I'm really on the plane.
I'm not home. Nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yesterday was actually crazy.
Again, I'm getting old. I don't want to go anywhere, I don't think. I think I just want to stay home. Because this, and again, it was your fault. Don't get me wrong. But
and I almost missed my flight.
How?
Again.
How the hell? You slept in the airport.
No, but I thought I was on. Okay, they called me on an intercom. They were like, Kayla Tracy. They said it in Spanish, though. They said, Kayla Tracy, you need to go to gate such and such. I was at the wrong gates.
You were at the airport 16 hours prior to your flight from Mexico City.
I was at the wrong gate.
16 effing hours to figure out where your gate is. And you almost missed your flight again.
I did. That was so sad.
Well, she had to sleep in that pod for like 15 of that. So,
holy mackerel!
Yeah. So it was actually like traumatic.
You had 16 hours to figure out your gate.
I did. I thought I had it, and then they called me on an intercom and like, "Run to your gate, please."
I would have known every bar in that airport in Mexico City. Let me tell you something. I'd be speaking Spanish by the time I got on the next flight.
And then I got sick. I was sad.
You got sick?
Like, I didn't feel good.
Yeah, because you slept in an airport and almost missed your flight after having 16 hours of prep time.
That's also because part of the reason you get drunk in Mexico is so you don't drink the water or the ice.
No, I didn't drink the water or the ice. Well, I didn't technically drink the ice, I guess.
And again, We would have a little bit of a better understanding of you missing your flight on Sunday morning if you were a drinker. Like, oh, I did 87 shots of tequila. Okay, I get it. I feel you.
That's exactly that. Like, yeah. If it was reverse and it's Justin, right. Like, I missed my flight. Yeah. I was almost missed my flight right. Out of Mexico City. Justin, were you at the bar? And if you yes. Finished off two bottles of tequila right. By then? Yeah. Okay, well, then there you go.
And I convinced the lady at the airport bar to let me take a brown bag, a bottle of vodka back to my pod, you know?
That's not.
So you're the first guy to ever get vodka brown bagged to your pod at night. Oh, I mean, you screwed that one up. I love you, but you screwed it up. You should have booked the bus earlier. Clearly.
I should have. I know that now.
You should have. And when did the friends fly back? Wait,
we flew back at the same time.
But are they from Orlando or mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you all have different flights?
We booked that different.
You just booked
times.
Them all differently. Mm-hmm. Normally you would say, we're all flying back together. Let's try to get on the same flight.
Yeah, the two people did.
Yeah, the lovebirds.
Yeah, exactly.
No, of course they did, because they're married now.
Yeah, they wanted to hold some hands on the flight home.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
They're engaged. They're engaged. When is the big date, you know?
I don't know yet. You know, it's coming soon.
Are you going to be the maid of honor?
Yes, I am.
Or when they get married?
She already told me I will be the maid of honor if they got married.
She did tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
See?
True story. EC. But she says that to be funny.
Uh-huh. Right. I bet. I bet she does say that.
I'm the maid of honor.
Let's hit some text messages. Let me see what you think of Kayla right now.
Okay.
Something tells me everyone's going to come to your defense. And I don't justify that, but I just feel that they're going to come to your defense. I guess we're going to find out. Hold on. Bebby in Tennessee. Hello, Bebby. Good morning. Wishing Chet a speedy recovery. Glad you're back, Queen Kayla. We love Thank the you. Show. Richard. Hello, Richard. The team is all back together. You got it. Hose Tugger, Gainesville, Florida. Hello, Hose Tugger. I called it. See, he knew you were going to miss your flight. I think he did. I think Hose Tugger did call
it. Yeah, he did.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I'm almost positive that he called that you're going to miss your flight. Yes. Cindy, my mother. Hi, Mom. Don't feel bad, Kayla. See, I knew everyone was going to come to your defense.
I didn't mean to.
Don't feel bad, Kayla. I missed the flight coming to Orlando about a year ago, and I just had the time wrong.
It happens.
I mean, does it?
I've never missed a flight in my life.
Well,
I'm the person that gets there at 3 hours before. But
so why not this time?
I don't know. Okay.
Why not Sunday?
It was a lot going on. It was a lot.
Cole, I just Googled the Mexico City airport pods. They do look nice.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you close that door and it never opens again? I'm too claustrophobic for that deal.
Don't say that.
Would definitely have to be drunk. Much props, Kayla. Can I see anyone have a photograph of the pods at the Mexico City airport?
Were you in the iSleep Aeropuerto Terminal 1?
Really nice. How much does it cost?
$50 for, I think it was like, I forgot how many hours.
Let me see.
Have you ever seen the movie The Fifth Element?
Yeah.
Do you remember when they put them in the sleep pods? That's exactly what they look like. I had to look at the image and it looks exactly like that.
Oh, it's like double decker? They have them on top of each other?
Yeah.
This is creepy.
The only thing
hell.
Is, you can hear like what's going on above you. But other than that, it was good.
Can two people go in one pod?
That looks like it'd be tight. That'd be tight.
It would be
tight. So, you know,
a child.
You're in Mexico. What? Who knows? I'm just saying. What if you met like a nice bartender at the airport?
That's nasty.
Is it?
Yes.
Whatever. Well, you're the one that's been sleeping with a dude in the hotel room.
I didn't do that.
Oh. I don't mean, no, I didn't mean that. I meant you've been sleeping in the same room.
I have my own bed.
I know, but you're still sleeping in the same room with a guy. It is.
Okay.
It wasn't a two-bedroom suite, was it?
It was a two-bedroom.
So, wait, your room was a two-bedroom.
I mean, sorry, two-bed. I'm thinking about two-bed. My bad.
Let me tell you
two
something.
Two beds.
Let me tell you something. There's a huge difference in a two-bedroom hotel room versus a hotel room with two beds.
It had two beds.
Makes all the difference in the world, in fact. It had two beds.
Not
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you could just open the door and go in the other room.
I think it makes a difference.
Okay,
I do.
Whatever you say.
Let's take a break. When we get back, I'll take your text messages. I'll take your phone calls. 321-339-1055. EC has some pretty alarming news for you this morning as well. We'll do it after this quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hour number number two for a Tuesday. Kayla's back. EC is here. Beanbag Nation is here. You can join us as well. 321-339-1055. When is the last time you fell in love? You know that feeling. Oh, I just love her. I love him. Sometimes it ends up that it was actually lust. But sometimes you fall in love. I think it really happens in life, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Is there such thing as love? Mm-hmm. Is there such thing as falling in love, EC?
Of course. I've been married 8 years.
Yeah, the right answer. Well, certainly this lady in England believes in love. In fact, she fell in love last week. Her name is Abby Bella. She claims she has fallen in love with an alien after being abducted by a UFO from her bedroom window last week. The actress, she's an actress who's in her 30s, says that the alien is her soulmate and better than anything Earthlink. I mean, I don't know what regular dude she's been dating, but...
No, that alien gave her the good then.
You think so? You think that the alien stacked? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you would think that aliens weren't that well endowed, honestly. Wouldn't
Why?
You? But I don't know, because they're aliens. I don't know.
For all you know, he's hanging 12. You right. have no idea what he's doing.
Something out of this world.
I mean, you really think E.T. had big junk?
Probably.
I don't think so.
No, because he would have dragged it on the ground.
E.T.
Just trying to see if he had big... Can't really tell here.
How did you tell from that?
I don't know. I was just seeing. So, anyway, she is... She's in love, she says, but she's still at home now. She won't date any other guys. She's still waiting for a second date with her sweetheart, who's from the Andromeda Galaxy.
Oh, that alien hit it and quit it. What?
Is that it? Andromeda? Did I say it right?
Yeah, Andromeda.
Andromeda Galaxy. So she even knows where he's from. This is like, Kayla, if you were in Mexico and you met a dude there from Texas or something, you're like, oh, I love my guy from Texas. She actually knows where my man is from here. Andromeda.
Andromeda.
Yeah, but that alien did the best thing. You know, she can't get to him. She doesn't have his email, doesn't have his phone number. She's not driving out to the Andromeda Galaxy anytime soon. So,
you think alien Snapchat? I mean, maybe they could find each other on Snapchat. No. YOLO. You don't think so?
Why are you saying YOLO?
I'm trying to be cool.
No.
Europe?
That's not how you say it.
You may have to get him like a phrase book of what's cool right now. So.
Can I get a cool phrase book?
I'll do that for you.
Europe? How do you say it?
Europe.
I can't even read myself to do it. Europe. Is that right? Train us. Do it.
Europe.
Do it, EC.
Europe.
It sounds like y'all are saying Europe.
Yeah, because we're adults.
I also sound like a guy that's lived in Florida his entire life that's going out to Italy. Taking a flight to Europe.
Europe, y'all. And then in Japan. They were saving a woman the other day. They saw a woman floating in the river there in Japan. The emergency team arrived, had all the cops and rescue workers and things. They jumped in, and the rescuers actually pulled out the floating body from the water, saved it. Unfortunately, the drowning woman was a sex doll, a discarded, used-up sex doll that they saved. This is a true story. And Columbo, I don't know if this is yours, buddy. I don't know if this is Gertrude 3000 or whatever. But they used all of those resources to save a used sex doll.
What do you feel if you're the Japanese businessman that turns on the news and there's your sex doll that you got rid of?
How did you escape? I would feel horrible knowing that even the sex doll wanted to get the hell away from me.
Oh my God.
I'd feel terrible about it. Wife there stands for Dutch wife, which is the name of the sex doll, by the way.
Oh.
So they call their sex dolls wives, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And then in Florida, a Florida woman strikes. She's mad at her husband. They were having dinner. He actually made her dinner. It was a plate of chicken last Wednesday.
Was it thighs?
I don't know exactly. it doesn't say what kind of chicken. It was just a plate of chicken. Okay. And he put it on a paper plate for both of them. They ate together. And that is when Jennifer Booth, 43, struck her 56-year-old boyfriend with the chicken. She attacked him with the chicken he made for her while they were eating on the front porch of their house.
Can we as Florida, can we get together, Florida people, men and women, and stop throwing food at each other?
It's unbelievable. People, I had no idea until I did this show that so many people attack their mates with food. Remember that one dad hit his daughter with a pizza? And people are always attacking each other with chickens and all sorts of food. It's crazy to me.
That's so sad.
She allegedly pelted her boyfriend in the face with the full plate of chicken while they were sitting on their porch. I wonder if this was a nice porch or kind of like a porch.
They threw chicken at each other. Yeah, what are you expecting?
Probably not the nicest porch. Do you think there was a washer dryer on it or not? I mean, definitely a couch, right? Definitely an indoor couch outside on this porch. I'm just envisioning this porch. I see them eating their chicken fried on paper plates on the porch on the old couch that used to be inside with washer and dryer there next to them.
Sounds pretty much Florida Man right there.
That's the way I see it. The dude said that Booth became violent during a verbal altercation and smashed the plate of chicken in his face. Good job, Florida woman.
He must have said something bad.
Okay. Here we go. Victim shaming.
Exactly. That dude didn't even get to eat his chicken, got smacked in his face, and Kale's like, well, he should have been running his mouth now, shouldn't he?
What? Guy's a dick. You know, it was his fault. YOLO.
Yes. Now you're just saying random stuff.
All right. Now it's time for EC's non-drive time morning news.
Yerp, it's the news. And, of course, I'm going to start outside of Florida, outside of the country, back in our favorite land of the Wuhan, China. Because guess what they did as of yesterday? It cost a lot of people a lot of money once again.
What happened now?
Once again, they did some readjustments to their thoughts on cryptocurrency. They don't like it. They don't want it. They shut down a bunch of businesses in their country, mainly in the Sichuan province. Told them they are not allowed to do their Bitcoin mining in their centers there. I guess that was kind of like a big place for it. And that caused about $300 billion worth of value to go away from cryptocurrency in one fell swoop.
Uh-oh. Everyone's going to be up in arms.
Yeah, they bid the People's Bank of China urged financial institutions not to provide services related to cryptocurrency activities. And they got rid of a bunch of other stuff. Bitcoin yesterday was down only about 2%, but that's still... You know, at one point it was like 60,000. Now it's like down to 32,000. So it's taken a hit over the past year between Elon Musk saying it's good, saying it's bad, saying it's good, saying it's bad, and then China's like, no, we don't want anything to do with it.
So okay, here's my deal with Bitcoin. I have none, but I hope that all you people who are in Bitcoin, I really don't wish that it crashes on you. I don't. I hope you make a lot of money. It's just it's not for me is the problem. And even those of you, which is like, I don't know, 90% of Bitcoiners that have been bragging over the last 2 years, I'm not even mad at you. I still don't want yours to crash. It's just, it's been nice not hearing so much about it from you lately. That's what I'll say.
You don't want that. Yeah, bro, why weren't you there in the Bitcoin right at the beginning?
Yeah.
No? No?
I wasn't. Trust me, people told me about it, but I thought it was a
to the moon.
A joke.
You know, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Dogecoin to the moon.
Exactly. Heading a little south from China over in our friends in North Korea. You know, Kim Jong-un, there's been all that speculation. He lost a bunch of weight. May not be him, maybe
him. You
think
he had that gastric bypass thing like on that TV show?
I'm not 100% even sure that's him.
Okay, you think he's
actually
dead?
There was a point where they said he was dead last year.
Oh,
and then,
I remember.
Then he's like, okay, now he's alive and now he's thin. And and he apparently doesn't look very good thin still. So, but... We always want to make sure, honestly, as bad as it sounds, we kind of want him to stay alive.
Why is that?
So his sister never gets into power.
She's a little...
Yeah, Kim Yo-jong, which is his sister. She asked if you get into power, do you think that we can maybe work out some of the issues we've had with the U.S. here? And she said, not a chance.
Oh, really?
She basically said that the talks with the U.S. would plunge them into greater disappointment.
I mean, she definitely got the good physical genes in the family, though.
Yeah, she's definitely the good-looking one of the group. But
no question.
She also has that good-looking look in the look that she would cut your head off in a moment's notice. So,
okay.
Might be fun real quick, but she is terrifying looking.
Yeah, I'm not vacationing in North Korea anytime soon, no matter who's in power there.
It seems like across the world, they seem to think that the U.S. and North Korea just aren't going to ever get along because we want them to shut down all their nuclear stuff. They want to keep going with it. And unless they have really bad issues, which they've had with the pandemic, and it gets worse financially for them, they have no interest in talking to us.
Hey, fine with me. Don't talk to us.
Yep. Stay right where
you're
at.
I don't want to talk to you.
I'm okay with that, yes.
Please, stay in your little cubby hole. I feel like they're a little AirPod from the Mexico airport anyway. I mean, leave them there. Stay there. Lock them up.
So you want to hear a headline that screams, please, I know you guys hate me and you're about to vote me off, but...
Yes.
Go again and love me again. Here comes Gavin Newsom.
Oh, Gav.
He has said that the government of California is going to pay off all unpaid rent accrued during the pandemic using a $52 billion pot that they had set aside. So if you live in California and you've had issues paying your rent or any of that stuff and you're about to be evicted or kicked out, Gavin Newsom is here to save the day as long as you vote for him. Because he's not going to pass that until he passes that recall. You know that's not going to happen.
What a carrot-dangling machine this guy is.
He's also extending the ban on evictions, which also, again, you don't have to pay for it if you can extend it a little farther. He's expanding it beyond June 30th, has not given another date on when it would be retaken. But he is using about $5.2 billion worth of this extra money they had from between COVID donations and extra money they had sitting around to pay off your rent.
What a prick. 15 months later, and we're still going to make people not pay rent or allow people to not pay rent.
And those people that are not paying rent because they don't have the money are the same people that you won't let go back to work.
Yeah. It's like a vicious cycle over there.
You know, there are a lot of people that there would like to pay their rent, and you are the ones that are saying, oh, well, enjoy that government stimulus we gave you because that's all you're getting. You can't go back to work. You have to wear a mask still. Don't leave your house. Dear God, government in control. That's where we're at.
Yeah. I hope he loses.
Let's stay on the West Coast.
I would
West
go
Coast
with
here.
What's her face? Caitlin.
Caitlin, did you watch her video on there?
Yeah, I hear Bubba the Love Sponge play it all the time. So it's
inspiring.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's better than what they have now.
It is a little weird when you're hearing that voice and then you're looking at that person. You're like, okay, it's a little weird, but
it's all right.
You had Schwarzenegger. What difference does it make? Let's stay on the West Coast. And I had to read this headline three times because it didn't make any sense to me because it's so much craziness going on. A Seattle Pride event will charge white people up to $50 reparation fee to attend. And you're like, okay, that's, you know, you've seen a lot of these now where they're making a statement or whatever. The problem is, the people that were complaining about it were a pair of LGBT Pride organizers that were then publicly shamed by Seattle officials where they put their name, their information, everything online and said, hey, these are the guys that are complaining about that.
What?
So... It's an event called. The event is sponsored by the Trans Women of Color Solidarity Network and is separate from events hosted by the Seattle Pride. You know, it's Pride Month, all that stuff still going on. Mm-hmm. Two of the organizers of Capitol Hill Pride, which is a different group, which is the group that is not putting on the event, Mr. Philip Lipson and Charlotte Le Vivre.
Yeah, that.
Exactly.
That lady.
They said that's reverse discrimination. You can't make white people charge $50 for an event that nobody else is paying for and is at a public park.
I agree with Charlotte on that, I think, right?
Yeah. So the problem is the Seattle Human Rights Commission said, you can't call that reverse discrimination. You guys are causing harm. And then went and put their name and their phone numbers all over everything to get bashed by other people.
I mean, it makes your head spin, doesn't it?
It does.
Doesn't it just, like, make you crazy, all the stuff that's going on? That's my head, like, exploding right now.
I do love sometimes, though, when the left starts to eat itself, because that's what's going on here. There's so much trying to be, we've got to be PC about this, but we can't be PC about that, but we can't be PC about this, and now they're just eating themselves, like, oh, now we're going against each other.
Well, I'm not going anyway, so... I'm not going.
I mean, I'm not
going to
go.
I don't care if it's gay pride, straight pride, black, white. I'm not going to any of your events. I know why? Because I don't want to. I don't want to go. I want to go to my house. I don't want to miss my flights.
And once again, it's a statement. Nobody probably is going to pay the $50, except for maybe some people that are like, you know, they have that. I'm a bad person because, you know, whatever, because I'm white, so here's $50.
Do I get lunch or anything with that?
That doesn't look like it. It looks like it was just an event, like hanging out.
I mean, maybe if there's some barbecue or something.
It's not. It's Seattle. You're not getting $50 worth of good
barbecue. You're probably right. Fish? Maybe fresh fish.
Maybe.
Okay. Some salmon? Smoked salmon.
Let's keep in Pride Month.
Okay, go ahead.
Yesterday, Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib came out as gay. He's the first active NFL player on a roster to come out as gay. And the entire world said, good for you, man.
Don't you feel like it was kind of a non-event? I mean, good for him.
It wasn't even, Like, I saw it come down on one of the headlines. I'm like, let me go look at ESPN. I want to see if it gets that big breaking news red banner. Yes. No, it was like third story down. I'm like, you know, exactly how it's supposed to happen.
I mean, that's good. I think we're finally in a place where coming out of the closet's not exactly a big story.
I think it's the fact that we're to a place now where coming out of the closet isn't as crazy as whatever else is going on.
Yeah. Right. Maybe that's what it is.
When it comes to the sports world, when the day before, we're talking about the trans power lifter that couldn't make it as a guy, happens to transition, now all of a sudden it's on the women's Olympic team. And I think it helps that Carlton Steves, I've seen some videos of him. He was on Hard Knocks when the Raiders were in. He's a very well-liked guy. He's got a really good personality.
Is he good at football? I mean, I know he's in the NFL.
He's decent.
Is he a starter?
Yeah, he's a starter.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a decent guy. I think the Raiders just paid like $45 million for him to get him.
Damn.
So he's a decent player, and so I think that helps too.
Yeah.
And he did. He just came out with a video. He's like, hey, guys.
I'm gay. I saw the video.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to donate, I think it was $10,000 or $100,000 to one of these organizations.
100 grand.
Yeah, that goes against suicide in the gay community, and everything worked out great. Again, everybody went, nice job, man, cool. And that's where we should be when it comes to something like that.
And also, I mean, I'm 41 years old, and it's a non-event for me. His teammates are probably 25 to 30, so
they're even more of a non-event.
It's even more of a non-event for them. So, I mean, I think that it's the story here. I think is that it's a non-story.
Yeah, exactly that. Here is a crazy one, though. You might have caught this earlier, but do you remember Ben Zobrist?
The pitcher for the Rays or no Cubs?
He played for the Cubs. Yeah, he was actually an MVP in the World Series.
Wait, was he a catcher or a pitcher? He was a catcher, I think. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
Yeah, he's a baseball player. That's all I need to do. He is a 40-year-old retired. He was an actual MVP during their run for the Cubs had their run. Well, he's been having some marriage issues.
with
his wife Juliana, and they were like, "Hey, we should probably go to some counseling." We have a pastor that runs one of our organizations. We'll meet with him. We'll do some marriage counseling. And then she cheated on him with that said pastor.
Oh, no. Not good. I hope he gets fired by the church or whatever.
He did. He quit the church. Good. He moved on. He's running some other organization now. But the big story out of this is Zobrist is suing the guy's name. And I'll find out where his name is. Byron Yon. He's suing Byron Yon $6 million.
Really?
Because
some states, if you can prove damages because your wife left you for another guy or something, you can actually sue for damages.
Yeah, what he's saying is because of the embarrassment of it all, he retired early from baseball.
Oh.
And he owes him his last year's salary from baseball.
I see.
What?
So, yeah,
unfortunately, I don't know that old Pastor Yon or whatever has any dough, so what are you going to get at?
You might be surprised. No, he's probably, it looks like he's a pretty high-end
pastor. One of those send me your money right away, I'll save your life deals?
He also is now the CEO of a Nashville business, the consulting firm Forrest Crane & Company. So, he's a CEO of a consulting firm. He's one of those, it was one of those mega church pastors, so he may have $6 million laying around.
He'll settle for three.
All right, I'll take two.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
He was already having marriage problems. Then she cheated on him, and he got $3 million of it.
Right. That was a pretty good day.
I mean, I'll take that. Two more quick stories. Twitter, they're once again going against their own thing, and they, air quote, mistakenly banned a far-right-leaning National Fire File, which is a national public populist news website. They banned them off of Twitter because they reported correctly that one of their that a 13-year-old died days after taking the COVID vaccine. So they posted that, and actually they had the aunt of that kid post it. You know, here's the vaccine, here's the day he died, da 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 da. And Twitter took it down and banned them.
Uh-oh.
And then they, like 2 days later, like, oh, we're sorry, that actually was a mistake.
Yeah, so now it's back up.
They've
unbanned them.
But once again, you know, overreaching their boundaries a little bit.
You think?
Especially when it's not a lie. You had all the proof of it. And the last one, this one is Florida related. And sometimes there's times where I want the alligator to win.
Okay.
Being Florida born.
Yeah.
You know, you have a little kinship with alligators. You
not
see them
me.
All the time. You're like, hey, buddy, we're cool.
Uh-huh. No.
Nope. Yeah, well, you're not Florida born.
No.
You get that.
I'm scared to death of alligators because I'm a rational human.
But this guy, I wanted this alligator to win
okay.
because three California kids vacationing here in Florida, ages 16, 8, and 6, tried to make a makeshift lasso from a nylon rope, looped it around the head of the alligator, and pulled him out of the lake over in Brevard County. And at that point, they
little pricks.
Not only did
Where are your parents?
They snared him out of the water, and then because they could not get the rope off him, they bolted because the alligator at that point was justifiably pissed and thrashing around with a nylon rope around his neck, and they just took off. So
did someone save the gator?
It looks like he was later caught, relocated. They're unsure if he was later caught, but they are hoping that the gator slipped back to water, noose hanging around his neck. So if you see a guy, noose around his neck, help the guy out. Reach in, grab it. Be quick.
I mean, look, I'll call the authorities. Yeah, I'm not taking the lasso. No offense.
Nah, I'm sorry.
California kids who I didn't think were supposed to be vacationing out of California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
How's Gavin Newsom going to give them their rent money if they're over here vacationing in Florida?
A very, very good point. All right, EC, very well done today. We will be back for your messages and phone calls after one last quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
As promised, I'm going to hit your text messages now. 321-339-1055. Let's start with Bebby. Hello, Bebby. Queen Kayla, you don't have to drink to have fun. You go, girl.
Hey, thank you.
Sorry about your flight.
Thank you.
Bebby, she appreciates the support, but I mean, she kind of missed her. I mean, she kind of missed her flight. It's one thing if, the airplane was having engine issues or weather delays. I mean, she missed her flight. At the end of the day, that's what happened.
I didn't try to.
You never try to miss your, well, maybe, you know. Chad in Dufuniac Springs, my favorite city. Hello, Chad. Look, E.T. may not have been swinging a 12-inch pipe, but with that light-up finger, that could bring things back from the dead.
Ouch.
Oh, I got good point, Chad. That was a good-sized finger. Chad, you're right. Columbo is here. Hello, Columbo. Good morning, Clarkies. Welcome back, Princess Kayla. Aliens need loving, too. My Gertrude 3000 is one of one. I dated an alien from the cluster blank right next to the Andromeda Galaxy. How did that work out for you? Jeremy in Lakeland. I think Jeremy's into Bitcoin and showing me a downhill spiral down 32% this week.
Dang.
Yeesh. For perspective, Andromeda is 2 million light years away, meaning light going 186,000 miles per second takes 2.5 million years to get here. But okay, lady. You don't think she's really in love with the guy from Andromeda? The alien who's better than anything human? I think I agree with you, Jeremy. I'm on your team. Let's go to Atlanta. My man, Cole. What's up, Cole? How are you?
Hey, Justin. What's going on, brother?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Just wanted to give Kayla a warning about missing those flights. I've only missed one flight in my entire life. And my wife of 13 years, we weren't married at the time. She was living in Panama City. I was living near Aspen, Colorado. We were having a long-distance relationship, and I went to visit her, and I missed my flight. And she ended up driving me back to Colorado and moving in with me, and she was pregnant 2 months later.
Is that right?
Wow.
Oh, I think so I know where he's going.
Careful, Kayla.
Hey, those extra nights are the passionate ones. You know, the free nights.
Some of that pod loving.
Okay.
missing that flight changed my life.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right.
All right, brother.
Love
hey, thanks.
You guys. Take
love
care.
You too, man. Thanks for the call. Bye. By the way, Cole used to hate me too. You weren't here when Cole sent the nasty message to me one time.
No.
He's like, your show sucks, whatever, but I think we like each other now. I was just, that's for Louisville as well. Louisville's going to like us too.
Slowly.
I think. Yeah, I'm a slow burn. Okay, so I've missed a couple of flights in my life. I have.
Okay.
I'll go through them with you really quickly. Number one, I was in, this was in law school. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, visiting a girl who had, she was, I guess, kind of my girlfriend, but it was weird. She was best friends with my roommate in Boston, and she came to visit my roommate, and we fell in, we liked
lust.
Each other. We fell in lust. And so for spring break that March, I flew out to Phoenix to visit her in Scottsdale. And then I went to the airport, and it was one of those deals where they'll give you $500 in first class tomorrow because the flight was oversold.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'll take it. So she had to come pick me back up, and I spent another night in Phoenix. So that's not really missing a flight. That's
being upgraded.
That's being a student, and you don't have any obligations. Yeah. You don't give a crap, you know?
Okay.
And then I left Boston one time when I was in college. And I think my buddy and I, who I was visiting, did get hammered the night before, and I was just straight up late to get to the airport. And then it was a disaster. I was living in Knoxville at the time, and it was a disaster finding other flights. So we ended up getting from Boston to Atlanta. And it was one of these deals where it was a storm or something. All the rental cars were gone. I had no way to get back from Atlanta to Knoxville. It's like a 4-hour drive, 3.5-hour drive. So I could have rented a car, but there were no cars available. I end up meeting this chick who goes to my college, super attractive. And we rent the Greyhound bus together. And the whole Greyhound, it's the only time I've ever been on Greyhound. The whole Greyhound bus ride from Atlanta to Knoxville, we were switching off giving each other massages. So that turned out really good for me.
Yes. Okay. Nothing is sexier than the smell of a Greyhound bus as you drive to Boston.
Right. You're getting a massage. I mean, hey, whatever. I loved it. And guess who was on the bus with me? Ooh. A man named, a freshman at the time at the University of Tennessee named Justin Gatlin, who you might have heard of. And he has family in Florida. And he was a freshman at the University of Tennessee. He said he was missing his grandmother. Hmm. Literally took a Greyhound bus all the way from Knoxville to Florida. And I believe he was in South Florida then. And then he was heading all the way back up to Knoxville just to see his grandmother for a few days, which I thought was pretty sweet.
That is.
So we met him and ended up giving him a ride from the Greyhound bus station to the back to his dorm or whatever. I emailed him a couple years later when he was getting famous and said hi, and he remembered me.
Aww.
I don't think he remembers me now.
He probably does.
So that was an interesting Greyhound ride, right? Massages.
It is, yeah.
Hot girl massages Justin Gatlin. No. Hot girl massages me. But Justin Gatlin was on the bus. Yeah.
Okay.
Trust me. You don't believe it happened? It's true.
I do believe.
I'll go find the emails from back in the day.
I mean, that's probably the best Greyhound story I've ever heard. Normally, it's like I got flashed by an old homeless guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were some old homeless guys on the bus, but I wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
I was getting a massage.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that couple in St. Louis, the huge house, and they had protesters around the house. The house looked like a museum almost. It was so nice, and they came out with their AK-47s, yeah. Whatever, and then they got arrested. They were charged with felonies and things. They actually pleaded guilty yesterday, but to lesser charges. And a lot of people, I think, are going to say, well, why in the world would they plead guilty to anything? They were just there protecting their property. And he actually did an interview yesterday, and I think his reasoning is absolutely spot on. The dude's Mark McCloskey. Both him and his wife are lawyers, by the way. And they were charged with these crimes because they came out to protect their property. There were huge protests going on right outside their house.
There was, yeah. Because they had broken into the neighborhood through the gate.
It's hard to blame them in some ways for protecting their property. But here is Mark's reasoning for why they pleaded guilty yesterday to a lesser charge. I think you're going to love this explanation.
Pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor, fourth degree assault, and his wife Patricia pleaded guilty to misdemeanor harassment. The couple say that they stood outside their home, guns in hand, because they feared for their safety as protesters trespassed outside. The McCloskeys agreed to pay fines and give up the weapons used during the confrontation. St. Louis attorney Mark McCloskey joins me now. Mark, great to see you. Why did you decide on this plea deal?
Well, when we showed up and the new prosecutor dropped all the gun charges and the felonies, he presented me with a charge that said that I purposely placed other people in apprehension of immediate physical injury. Well, heck, that's what I did. I mean, that's what the whole purpose of the guns was, to stand out in front of the house, display the weapons, make people back up, put them in that immediate fear of physical injury. That's what kept them from killing me and burning down the house. And so it was kind of hard for me to say that I didn't do that, because that's what I did. It was kind of a non-event, mm-hmm. Class C misdemeanor fine. It's a little face save.
It's like a speeding ticket, is what he's saying.
For the prosecution's office. The major thing we did was get the Soros-funded circuit attorney tossed off the case, and she took that all the way to the Missouri Supreme Court and lost at each juncture. So she made some bad law for her for the future. And we got a new look at it from a new prosecutor, and we now put it behind us.
That is one of the best explanations for taking a plea deal that I've ever heard.
I took the plea deal because that's exactly what I did.
They said you put them in danger of their lives and they fear for their lives. Like, well, gosh dang it, that's exactly what I did. That's why I walked out with the AK-47, MFers. What a great explanation, huh? Because I think a lot of people read the article, and of course CNN, it's going to say
McCloskey, St. Louis gun-toting people plead guilty.
Yeah, finally charged.
He pleaded guilty to, like, a traffic ticket. Basically, it's worse off getting a parking ticket than what he got hit with. And exactly what he said, well, I did go out there and try to make them fear for their lives. That's exactly what I was doing. I think that's a straight-up excellent explanation. So when you read the headlines about this later today and tomorrow, a St. Louis couple pleads guilty. That's why. That's what they pled guilty to. Nothing about guns or anything, about putting people in fear of their life or whatever he said. But I just love that explanation from them. Thought it was great. But, I mean, again, how do you even charge anyone with a crime for when you have angry protesters right outside of your house? I mean, this was not like they were outside the gate and in the town next door. They were outside of their house. And what a nice house, by the way. It doesn't look like a museum to me.
It's a gorgeous looking house.
I wish I knew the address. We'd Zillow it and see what it's worth. I bet it's worth millions of dollars. It looks like a museum to me. I think it's a $7 million house. Something tells me they don't want to give out their address, though. What do you think?
I bet you I can find it.
You really think you can find their address? How? What are you going to do? You're going to do a little background research on them?
Yes, connections.
You can't find my address. My address is... No, it's secret. I'm telling you. My address is secret. The property appraiser made my address private. It's reserved for like judges and law enforcement, but the property appraiser agreed to make mine private.
Interesting.
Because you remember there's a lawyer named Justin Clark who represented Trump?
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a lot of threats back in the day. And and also, you know, I kind of have a well-known name here in this part of the world. So people were putting that together, and they thought I was the Justin Clark who was representing Trump. And let's just say that half of the population hated me.
My dad thought that, too.
Yeah, everyone did. And I was getting like, F you.
So they live on Portland Place in St. Louis. The street name is Portland Place.
Hmm.
Well, it's a nice street. That's all I know. I don't want to live in St. Louis. I'd rather live in a moderate house here in Florida than a nice one in St. Louis. I got to tell you. No offense to St. Louis. But I have no desire to live in St. Louis. Do you?
No.
I know
zero.
I know you've got that arch thing. That's pretty cool. But other than that, what do you have? The Cardinals? We don't care about that. The Cardinals. Oh, we have the Cardinals. Whatever. We don't care. I don't care about your arch. What am I going to do? Walk under the arch? I can see pictures of the arch. I don't need to go see that. Are you excited about the arch?
Yes.
You are? Not really?
No.
I mean, is that on your bucket list?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I want to go to Greece. I want to go see the ruins. Mm-hmm. And I want to go walk under that arch thing in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. No one ever started their bucket list with, I want to go see that arch thing in St. Louis. I don't think
nope.
So.
Zero. I can't quite get, if you gave me like another 10 minutes, I probably could have the street address itself. But
sit tight. Tomorrow, we'll be back and we'll figure out what the McCloskey's house is worth in St. Louis near that arch thing. What is it called? Just the arch?
St. Louis Arch.
St. Louis Arch.
Oh, it's an arch.
It's a beautiful arch. It's a great arch. All right, good job today. Hey, Kayla, welcome back.
Thank you.
But I'd like to find out more about your trip. How would I do so?
Glitter X Cakes on Instagram.
EC, great job. If I want to find out more about your hat, where do I do that?
It is on oldfashionedgatorhat.com.
Oh, yeah.
You can find it there, or you can look for me on Facebook at Eric Stacey, Steacy.
Awesome job. Hey, thank you for joining us today. I love you. I really do. Do me a favor, though, please. Tell your friends to download the app, no matter where they live. A one-of-the-kind radio station. You can get all the podcasts, the past shows, and everything right on the app. Very easy to use. One more favor, please. Stick around, because Bill O'Reilly's coming up next, followed by my good buddy and the legend himself, Mr. Edward Till. That is when Shando takes over. He's the anchor tenant. He's the Publix of this little radio station shopping center with the Shannon Burke Show. With his good buddies, Yo Frey and DJ, the party starts again tomorrow morning with the big man himself, Bubba the Love Sponge. Kayla, I don't know much, but I do know one little teeny tiny thing.
And what is that?
I'll see you right back here again tomorrow morning on the Florida Man Radio Network.